Okay. I left my recorders at home, so I am going to attempt to go over the things that the smart board shows to give a little bit of backup to it. So, the first thing I asked the class to do was to go through a set of examples where they saw the SQL and they had to then decide what records or what output would be produced. So essentially I was asking everybody to play computer. The first example says select name, city, state from donor, where the upper version of state equals Rhode Island. Okay, so what that means is that I have to look at the content of state and change it to uppercase. For the purposes of this comparison, I'm not changing data, I'm changing it for the purposes of the comparison. And I'm going to change the uppercase version of state and then compare it to RI. Notice that the RI is in single quotes. Most SQLs prefer using single quotes. You can get away with double quotes in some versions, but I would select getting in the habit. I would suggest getting in the habit of using single quotes. Okay, the next one says select drive number, sum of contribution amount from donation, group by drive number. So that means it's going to go in and all of the records are going to be grouped by drive number. And then the contribution amount for all of the records with the same drive number is going to be added up and I'm going to produce a total. So I'm going to see as a result the drive number and the total for all of the drives, for all of the contributions, rather, in that drive. And so when I did that, I came up with the drive number 100, and with my data, and my data may be different from yours depending on where we stand, but I came up with contributions amount for drive number 100 was $45. For drive number 200 was $140, and for drive number 300 was $60. Then I said, okay, now let's take a look at what happens if I write select drive number, and then I threw in contribution date or any other field, and then the sum of contribution amount, but I still only grouped on drive number. Because I'm only grouping on drive number, contribution date, it just grabs any contribution date for that particular drive number. So it's not the contribution date for all records with that drive number. It's just for one arbitrary one, usually the first one. So this is not only giving data that doesn't fit, but it's also giving data that is potentially going to lead people astray because they think the contribution date has some meaning along with drive number, and it doesn't. It just takes the first. In Oracle, they wouldn't let this happen, so we didn't see this particular problem when we were doing this in Oracle. Okay. The next one is select substring, and then notice I wrote out substring as sub and then the word string. You can also write it as S-U-B-S-T-R, which again is the more universal way of doing this. So I'm saying take the substring of the field called cont amount. Start at point one, so start with the first character. And then the next thing after the comma tells how many characters you want to use. Well, what I did was I said, all right, in string cont amount comma. So I'm saying find in cont amount, and I'm sorry it wasn't comma, it's decimal point. Find in cont amount the decimal point. And so it looks, and if it's 12.34, then the decimal point is in character 3. So it returns a 3. So that would say that I wanted to start with 1 and take 3 characters. Because the way substring works is it gives the name of the field, the starting point, and then how many characters, and they're separated with commas. Okay, so then I went on to kind of show this, and I said, okay, I'm going to now just do the in string command. And so I said, in string, condom out, comma, decimal point, from donation, and it's telling me where the decimal point is. So I can see that again, for the first one, the decimal point is in the third character, and everything except for the last example, everything is in the third character, and the last example, it's in the fourth character. So that's how many characters I am going to take. And so when it takes them, it includes the decimal point. Okay, somebody asked about, what if I don't want to see the decimal point? Well, if I don't want to see the decimal point, I have to go back and manipulate the number of characters. So what I did here was I found the decimal point, and if I found the decimal point in the third character, I then subtracted one, so I was down to two, and I only took two characters, which means I did not take the decimal point. The fourth one is a typical example of the if statement that I keep bringing up, where one thing has to be true and either of two other things. So it has to be Massachusetts, and the year goal has to be either greater than 250, or the contact person has to be Amy Costa. The parenthesis is what makes it work that way, because I'm saying ands get resolved before ors. If I didn't have the parenthesis, then Massachusetts and year goal greater than 250 would be combined in an and relationship. And then I would say, or just Amy Costa. Okay, but I do have the parenthesis. And so that gets resolved first, and I end up with Mass has to be true and either of the other two. Notice also here that I use double quotes, and when I did it, I could also have used single quotes. Okay. And I went back and did it on the next slide, which is, I think, slide 9. I went back and did it with single quotes. Okay. The next one says select state some year goal from donor group by state. So I went in and state was what I was grouping by. So I put all of the year goals for Massachusetts together, all of the year goals from New York together, and all the year goals from Rhode Island. I happen to have New York on this particular file. You probably don't. Massachusetts had 7,050, the other two had smaller numbers. So the next thing that I decided to do was use the having clause. And the having clause acts on groups. So I formed the three groups, and then I said, but I want to now act on those groups. I only want to see the groups that have a sum